Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
What are you saying? Why would you still have those?
Yeah, if you don't know, Kevin is a neat freak when it comes to his email inbox. As soon as he reads it and is like completed whatever he needs to do or has siphoned the information, it's deleted.
100% true.
I delete mine at the end of every 2 weeks. So,
really? Like, the pay period 2 weeks or just an arbitrary 2 weeks?
There's no reason. It's just after 2 weeks I look at it and I go, man, that looks pretty full. I better delete a bunch of stuff.
I think I have emails from 2009 in my email.
But why?
Like, I don't know. I just don't go back and delete them. They're just there. just in case, Kevin. Just in case.
In case what? In case we go back in time? Why would you need those emails? What was relevant from 2009 that you got an email that could be executed today?
By the way, it's drums. The drums are the best part of the wing.
No, I'm going to go look at all my emails from 2009 during this break and see if I should delete any of them.
Yes, you should delete them all. You should not even read them.
I'm going to find a relevant one. I'm going to bring it in baseball nuggets and tell you my relevant
emails. Okay, good. Good. I look forward to that because there's no way that's going to happen.
I have 1,739 emails right now in my inbox, so let's see how far back it goes.
Over 11 years, that's it?
No, that's unread. That's unread.
You know how many unread? You know how many emails I have in my inbox right now? 4. They're all about the show today. That's it. That's all that's in my email.
I have
right
one.
Now.
It's a low carb dinner recipe. I actually should move that to a different folder. So I'll have 0 after today, Jennifer.
I have one here from the Texas Rangers from 11/1/2018. Jingle and mingle invitation for former Texas Rangers.
The KNC Masterpiece, your home of email talk.
Why would that be necessary?
You want me to delete that?
Yes, I do. We're the KNC.
My Amazon order on 10/25/18 here.
What'd you order? I'll cut his mic off. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, if you could pick any non-QB in the NFL for your franchise, you could just steal them for another team. Who would you pick and why? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next on The Fan.
The upcoming segment of the KNC Masterpiece on 105 Through the Fan is brought to you by Walk-Ons. This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is also brought to you by personal injury lawyers Franklin Frankel. Have you been injured in a wreck with a work truck or 18-wheeler? Well, then call 214-333-3333 or go online to truckwreck.com. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, go to 105.3thefan.com, pull up the fan cam, and watch Mike pretend to be invested in the show when what he's actually doing is going through his emails from 2013. I swear to you, that is actually what is happening
right now. What are we
right
supposed
now.
To talk about right now?
All right, what we're talking about instead of your emails is the contract of Joey Bosa. So Joey Bosa got
a better story if you want it.
5-year save it for the next segment. 5-year, $135 million extension with $78 million fully guaranteed at signing and $102 million guaranteed. So that's $2 million more in guaranteed money than Myles Garrett just got. So I was thinking if you could just poach any non-quarterback you wanted off of any team in the NFL, who would it be from the 972 tight end George Kittle? Because then the Cowboys would definitely score at least 30 points a game. And from the 469, Aaron Donald on the interior for the Dallas Cowboys would be deadly with DeMarcus Lawrence and Aldon Smith on the outside. We would lead the league in sacks and tackles for loss.
I'll tell you, one of the guys that comes to mind, I know he's impossible to get and kind of a worthless player in some situations, but I would like to get TJ Watt. We just have to make sure he doesn't put his hand on the ground or he's worthless.
See, from the 469, to go along with that joke about draft night, TJ Watt, because I'm tired of all of these nightmares. From the 817, I'd pick TJ Watt because we need defensive help and he should be here anyway.
You know, and the interesting thing is, you know, I know it's a shot at, you know, that 1 year, 2017 first round draft. The Cowboys actually do a really good job for a long time now. Their drafting has been, to me, above average NFL standards.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
remember
just that
when we
one
went...
pick right there, that one pick that really could have changed a lot of things with the Cowboys, unfortunately, was one that went really bad.
Remember when we went through the future rankings, the Cowboys were ranked number one in terms of drafting ability. So yeah, you're onto something there. That just feels like one that really, really hurts, not only because the player is awesome, but the player is awesome in like an area of still desperate need, it feels like.
Is Jamal Adams yours, Corey?
No, and that's actually – I'm trying to figure out, where was he on the list, Kevin? Where do we have Jamal Adams right now? Is he in the top 40?
Jamal Adams is in the top 40, and that's all I can tell you for now. Actually, I could tell you if you wanted.
We can get to that later.
Save it for next week.
Yeah, because Mike has a lot of email topics we got to get to.
Yeah, man, I got to tell you about Zumba.
Like 1,700 of them.
The easy one.
Do Zumba.
The easy one for the Cowboys and Kevin, because A, I wanted him anyway, and B, I guess we got Zach Martin, so it's a good consolation prize, but the easy one's Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
If you want to wreck shop in the middle, which is your weakest spot, then you go do that and you make Tank Lawrence better. You make whoever else is on the – if Aldon Smith turns out good, you make him better. So that's the easy one, but – I would probably go, because I want turnovers, I would probably go with Stephon Gilmore.
Oh.
And add him.
How old is
to,
he?
Like 60. And still, he has like more touchdowns than everybody out there. So it's either him or Tre'Davious White. One of those two guys, but Gilmore's considered the
Gilmore's
best.
Gilmore's 29.
Was Tre'Davious White in that draft too, but drafted right before Taco?
Yes. Yeah, he was. He was right before. I wanted to move up to get him. I was surprised he'd fallen as far as he did because I was like, look, if there's a cornerback that I want to go get, and Lattimore's turned out really good, but Tre'Davious White was the guy that I played in my flag on. Kevin remembers that.
Literally the pick before Taco.
So if I had my choice, it would probably be one of those two guys, if not Aaron Donald.
If you were looking for back-end help, I mean, you kind of stuck with cornerbacks, but maybe like a safety, someone like a Minka Fitzpatrick who can also play in those cornerback spots.
That's an interesting one. I'm going to go with, you know, Corey pointed it out, and it does make a lot of sense. I think that Aaron Donald is the single greatest player in the NFL. I get because he doesn't play quarterback, he's not valued as the single greatest player in the NFL, but Aaron Donald can get to the quarterback. He can destroy the line of scrimmage. And obviously he plays a position where the Cowboys could use help. So all of that rolled into the fact that you'd be getting the best defensive player in the league. I would go with Aaron Donald from the,
does Bobby Wagner interest you guys at all in this conversation?
Not anymore. I think just because of the age.
Okay. Yeah. You would go Darius Leonard rather, right?
Okay. Darius Leonard is a tackling machine.
That's my guy right there. I absolutely love that player.
I mean, Bobby Wagner, he just turned 30, so okay. He's not like, you know, ancient, but for NFL standards, probably. From the 502, what about Christian McCaffrey? I know running back, so people don't value it, but
he would upgrade us a hair, but I really like Ezekiel Elliott. He's really good. Is he Christian McCaffrey? No, and Christian McCaffrey is a great wide receiver too, but I just don't see that being a major upgrade. That's why I looked at right now we're hoping Alden Smith or – I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank on our draft pick that we drafted in like the fifth, sixth
Neville
round.
Neville Gallimore?
No, because he's Bradley defensive Nye. Tackle. Bradley and I, right? I mean, we're kind of hoping that one of those two guys really has kind of somewhat of a breakout year or comeback year, whatever you want to call it for, you know, our situation. But I just think that you're not really doing a lot by taking Zeke off the field and giving, whether it's Saquon Barkley or Christian McCaffrey, if you think those guys are better, they're barely better.
Yeah, I think you got a close margin there, whereas on the defensive side, and I think that's interesting because – look at all of the defensive players that we're willing to replace and that the deficiencies we have there right now. Like every one of us picked somebody on that side of the ball. It's not the offense that we're trying to replace at the moment.
From the – oh, this is an intriguing one if you're looking at defensive linemen then. From the 972, Chase Young. He will be a monster. I get that you're hesitant because he hasn't actually done anything in the NFL, but, man, I like that one.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to find the perfect combination of somebody that's proven – has a little bit of a proven track record.
Yeah.
That's why Tre'Davious White makes sense.
Sure.
And somebody is at the top of their game, and that's why Gilmore and Aaron Donald make sense because – You still have – if you're looking to build for the next 10 years, then White might be just the perfect guy for you, and Gilmore might not be.
From the 918, Harrison Smith with the Vikings, I think he might be a little bit old for what I'm looking for, but the idea starts with this. Joey Bosa,
31, by the way.
31, yeah. Five years, $135 million extension. So outside of quarterbacks, if you could just poach any player in the league you wanted, who would it be? This person from the 469 says they want Nick and not Joey Bosa. From the 469, J.J. Watt. Look, there was a time when I would agree with that, but with all the injuries piling up, I would not do that. From the 210, Jalen Ramsey. From the 214, Jalen Ramsey again. Do you guys still think he's got it like that? Because I think I would definitely go Gilmore before Ramsey now.
Well, I guess because Ramsey is so much younger, would that be it? Like Gilmore, I do think is maybe better today by a little bit, but Gilmore has, what, 2 to 3 more years of probably excellent football?
Yeah, and then Ramsey's 4 years younger.
Maybe there. I'm gonna change the conversation on you guys just a little bit.
Would you
rather change a player, as in add a player, or if you could, in a perfect world, or would you rather have Bill Belichick become the coach of the Cowboys for the next 5 years?
Belichick, because I can do everything on the cheap. I mean, I can win on the cheap if I want to. He can win with this team.
Man. Golly. Golly, that's a good question.
No, it's not. It's an easy answer, Kevin.
I just can't ignore adding Aaron Donald to my team. Like, I understand Bill Belichick works his magic and everything, and maybe I'm a fool for this. I think I might take Aaron Donald because that would be so freaking awesome. And then you wouldn't worry about your defensive backs as much. You could own the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. I think I'm going to pick Aaron Donald.
Even though, like, a guy like Bill Belichick, to Corey's point I'm kind of making, I think here is he can take league minimum veteran guys or some guys that you're just like, they're not good when they leave the Patriots, but gosh, they surely play a valuable role on his Patriots team.
He squeezes everything out of a player. And maybe they don't like playing for him, but he squeezes all of it out, and that's what he gets from them. So, you know, and another person that I forgot about was Chandler Jones. I'd like to add him on this team. If I had if I could replace Alden Smith with him, I'd be happy.
The other thing too, I'm throwing this out just for our Dallas Cowboys, and I hope it all changes this year. And it's not like they haven't had winning years. They were 13-3 4 years ago, and then 10-6 with a 7-1 record to finish. Are you guys concerned at all that when we talk about just adding one player? I know this is all fantasy land,
yes.
But how much do we need to change the attitude of the Dallas Cowboys? And it's not just something that has been here for 2 to 4 years. It's kind of been a 20-plus year thing of it doesn't seem like win at all costs is the deal. And maybe Belichick pushes that way too far by cheating to win. But, like, that's the one thing is like, would a if and hopefully Mike McCarthy is this guy. Hopefully, I know we just got a new coach and we haven't even seen him coach a game yet or change this organization into more like winning is everything. And if you're not on board with that, get off board. And I don't care. What, you know, kind of my general manager owner says, you know, but I wonder if like a guy like Bill Belichick would just make so much more of an impact on the culture of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes. And what he does so well too, Mike, is, you know, a lot of guys will say you start, you know, you build the season backwards. You start it wherever you want to be and then work to get to there. When you look at your schedule, and what he does is he starts that climb up that mountain. And they literally did put a hill up at the freaking place, at their facility. And every day they all had to go climb the hill so that whenever they got to the end of the season, they had stronger legs than everybody. It's those
Walter
little
Payton style.
Yeah, it's those little details that by the end of the season you realize I'm better than everybody out here on the field. Because what was the old saying that Michael Irvin used to say? Oh, you run a 4-2? Well, that 4-2 in the third quarter is going to be a 4-6. And in the fourth quarter, it's going to be a 4-8. And you know what? My 4-5 is still going to be a 4-5 in the first quarter or the fourth quarter because I'm going to beat you all day. So that's what Bill Belichick gets these guys to realize is by the end of the season, we're better than everybody because of all the things we put in when we started. And I don't know that Garrett ever had that plan. I think Garrett was always trying to reestablish every week, well, we're just trying to be consistent, not really truly go to something by the end of the year.
From the 469-817 210-214, Quentin Nelson. I have to admit, I hadn't considered him, but, I mean, you know how much we all talk glowingly about Zach Martin. And if you have another, like, already-looking Hall of Fame-esque guard to throw out there on the offensive line, holy freaking crap.
Who's switching spots?
Well, we don't have a guard in the one – well, I guess that you mean Zach Martin just moved to the other side.
Or Quentin, is he going to the left?
I mean, Quentin is coming over here, so I would guess maybe they slide. But look, that's a great problem.
He's like the A-Rod Jeter situation you guys always mention.
Yes, but they moved. Oh, yeah. Okay, so hold on. Are you saying that Quentin Nelson is the incoming A-Rod who's clearly the better player, but because of politics and deferment, we're going to stick with Zach Martin, a.k.a. Derek Jeter, who's the not as good player, and they get to keep their position? Is that what you're saying?
I think there's an argument from the offensive line gurus that Quentin Nelson has jumped Zach Martin as the best. They're both future Hall of Famers.
I want you to own this, Bass. I can both, say it out loud.
I think Quentin Nelson is a hair better than Zach Martin.
Oh, my.
It doesn't mean that Zach
Jesus.
Martin isn't unbelievably great at his job.
Boo this man.
Maybe I just put motivation on our guy, Zach. People think that you've lost your spot as top guard.
You know what? You know how I usually tease into this segment? But right now, I'm looking at the clock, and yeah, it's time for baseball nuggets. With Mike Bassick.
Well, Joe Kelly threw it, Houston Astros. Were you happy about that? Next.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We are with you until 2:30 today. We will lead you right up to Rangers pregame and then first pitch with the Rangers and Diamondbacks 3:05 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan. But right now, it's time for Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bacsik.
Okay, so the big game last night, which as we were going off the air, Corey, you were reading about the possibility of Astros getting hit in the Dodgers game. That game was on Fox Sports 1, so I was flipping between the really the Ranger game, the Astros game, and I was catching a hair of the Maverick game live, but I really went back and watched the Maverick game, the game after, you know, I think I watched that from about 11:30 or midnight to about 1 a.m., so that's kind of when I took in the Maverick game. But last night in Houston, it was a really good game. Walker Buehler, by the way, like, this is the difference between veteran guy and younger guy. They're protecting his arm. He was actually throwing the ball pretty good, and they took him out after 56 pitches to kind of protect his arm because they feel like they're going to make the playoffs, and they don't want to force a whole bunch on Walker Buehler, who ended up their best pitcher starting fifth in their rotation. So we get to the sixth inning. It's a 5-2 ball game. It's a good ball game, and they bring in Joe Kelly. Joe Kelly used to pitch for the Red Sox. He's a skinny dude. He's about 6'1", and he throws flame. And so he comes into the game, and he's not the best command guy, but he is a really good reliever. First pitch to Alex Bregman inside. I don't think he was throwing at him at all. Like, the percentage of him throwing at him first pitch, I will give you, if you're like, hey, BS, because I did take a lot of it on Twitter as I was tweeting live last night about the situation watching that inning. I was like, he's not throwing at people. And a lot of people came at me with BS, and a lot of Astro fans thought it was really bad and everything like that, which I thought was funny because Landry Locker, who used to work in this area, who's down in Houston working at, I forget the name of it, but it's our station. It's a intercom station that
610?
He works at.
Sports Radio 610. You're
yeah, saying. And so he was like, man, it doesn't get any worse than what Joe Kelly's doing. And Jared Sandler responded, oh, it can get worse, as in, like, what your Astros did in 2017.
That's a good point. When you have these arguments, are you ever like, hey, I pitched in Major League Baseball.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.